Right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Death of Death, where we proclaim Christ's victory over sin, death, and everything else. I'm your host, Nick. That's not really important right now. We're just getting in some of the results for the election of the year. What is the most metal book of the Bible? I've got a few different platforms to cover here, but there's a poll on Twitter that had four options. Of Judges, Revelation, Genesis, and Job. Revelation is leading at a 60%, and Judges and Job are tied at 20. We got some comments on Instagram from Stephen Shaw voting for Ephesians or Philippians, and Pastor Moulton said Judges or Ecclesiastes. I don't know. I think Ecclesiastes is more goth, you know? Just nothing matters, and I'm going to write poetry. That seems more goth to me, but I'm reading through Judges right now, and it's definitely pretty metal, but my fiance came up with Revelation for the poll, and I gotta say, that's got dragons and astronomical events and things, so that's pretty metal to me. Lots of fire, but Judges is more like a true crime book in a lot of ways. Like, it's got the tent peg and the millstone, and just, it's got a lot of murder. It's got a lot of murder, but... you know, that's not really what we're talking about today. In fact, I'm recording this episode so far in advance that will be long gone and out of your mind by the time you actually hear this, but figured I should address it on the show in some way. There's an hour and 3 minutes left on that poll, so hopefully we see some sort of activity to shake things up in the last hour. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, so many, in fact, that I have trouble keeping up with them. I listen to so many because as a podcaster, I like to see what other podcasts are doing and how they're doing it. I listen to a show called Part of the Problem, hosted by Dave Smith. He's a stand-up comedian, but he is one seriously sharp cookie. He's an economic whiz and understands politics in a way to which I can only aspire. I like this guy a lot. If you're interested in his podcast, it's not PG, but for those of you who can handle curse words, I've linked to the episode I'm talking about in the show notes. So I heard an episode recently that struck me like none other. It was episode 568. Dave Smith talked about statism being a religion. Statism, if you don't know, is defined as a political system in which the state has substantial centralized control over social and economic affairs. Pretty straightforward. I'd say most people in general would fall under the statist category. A lot of Republicans and Democrats could fall into this category. And of course, there are varied degrees of statism depending on your principles. I found the conversation of great interest, so I thought I would do something I've never done on the show before. I'm going to play a clip from that episode and respond to it. The reason I wanted to go over this is because I think we as Christians need to consider long and hard how we think and feel about the state. So let's listen to that first clip.
But right. I've made the comparison many times on the show, and I'm not the only anarchist to ever do this. I'm far from taking credit for it, but the idea of government as religion.
Sure.
And there really are striking similarities between the belief in a state and the belief in pick a religion. Starting from the fact that the state doesn't exist, that it's just an idea that we've made up. There is no such thing literally physically as the state. It's just a collective commonly held belief that doesn't actually exist in reality.
Dave Smith recently said he's no longer an atheist, but he affirms in that clip that God is a made-up idea, so I'm not exactly sure where he stands now. I would challenge him to hold all of the views he holds without absolute truth. You can't give up the basis of all logic and reason and go on to make a career out of logic and reason. I should probably do an episode on presuppositionalism and the transcendental argument sometime because I don't think we have time for it here. But if at some point Dave Smith is listening to this, I just encourage you to keep going. Whatever logic led you to stop being an atheist, follow it all the way. And I agree with Smith, though, that there really is no state without us collectively having faith in the concept.
To the fact that there are all, there's like the priest classes and the nobility and the different classes, to the fact that there are the rituals like voting and press conferences and state of the unions, to the fact that there's blasphemy.
Plato had a concept of the forms. It's referenced earlier in the episode, but I don't have a clip of that, so I'm just going to talk about it here. It's kind of a complicated idea, and I don't understand it in full myself, but from what I'm able to understand, we have forms in our minds of what things should be like. We decide on what's a good friendship and a bad friendship based on a form in our heads of what the perfect friendship is, and the closer a real friendship resembles the form, we decide that's a good friendship. So similarly, I think... we as people who have the sensus divinitatis, or the sense of the divine, without realizing it, we all have a sense of God and a limited number of his attributes, and we long for these things. I think the reason we create a religion out of the state is because we have a form in our minds of what a good king is and what a just ruler is, and we try to create those things collectively by putting our faith in this thing called the state. So Plato's concept, and I'll link to a helpful YouTube video in the show notes to explain this, says that when we have an ideal that never seems to pan out and fails over and over again, it might not be because it's too idealistic. It might be that it's not idealistic enough. It's not that the form can't be the reality. It's that we don't have a clear enough vision of the form. It's not that the state is too idealistic to work, it's that we're not idealistic enough of what to expect out of the state. The only altruistic, good, and just ruler is God. Human governments mirror a limited number of his qualities, and they typically don't do it very well. Our unquestioned faith in the state will always fall flat because we mean to be putting that faith in God, and the state is always going to fall short of that.
There are things you're not allowed to say and things that you're not. And it, just like with, you know, religious blasphemy, you're not allowed to kind of question certain things, and you're not. And it seems like a lot of people, a lot of statists, which is a broad word that describes pretty much everybody except me and you and 25 other people. But a lot of them, without realizing, really do have these religious fundamentalist views.
It makes sense for the statists to have this type of faith in the state. This is their only hope. They've put all of their eggs in the state's basket. It's their only hope of the hungry being fed, the homeless finding shelter, and the murderer finding justice. I would question the foundation of the statist worldview before I would ever question them being offended by quote-unquote blasphemy. What I would want to say to Christians in all of this is to be careful which hills you die on. Are you fighting tooth and nail to get the American flag back in the church sanctuary? Are you angry that they don't do the Pledge of Allegiance at schools anymore? Or even worse, at church? Why? Really consider why you're so outraged by this. Are you treating this like some sort of blasphemy? I would say, without a doubt, if you're a Christian putting this type of stock in the state or the presidency or whatever it is, let it go. It is misplaced entirely.
We played a clip on the show, it might have been last year at some point, of Brooke Baldinger, is that her name, from CNN? She's one of the CNN anchors. And she was saying something, oh man, about the sacred, that Donald Trump has disrespected the sacred Oval Office or something like that. And I'm like, wow, you just said it. Like,
I'm not positive I found the right clip, but I think I did find the one he was referring to, so I'll play it right now.
Today, to call your attention to some of the language President Trump has been using as of late. And just before I do, keep in mind, this is the man who holds the most sacred office in our country, whose revered position is one our children should look up to.
Sacred and revered. There it is. And by the way, she proceeded to show a clip of Trump talking about the mayor of Minneapolis. And yes, Trump is a jerk and he's stupid and whatever, but that clip was also hilarious. He said something to the effect of, "You got a rotten mayor, you need to change your mayor." I can't do a good Trump, but I found it absurd and awesome. Just change your mayor. Okay, Mr. President, we'll get right on that. Okay, back to Dave Smith.
You don't even realize this is an admission, but you're literally referring to this as a sacred office. And so there's something about the part of this religion is that the president gets up there and they do this a lot and they say, my fellow Americans and blah, blah, blah. And when Trump just doesn't do that and is just like trolling and making the whole thing look like a joke.
Yeah.
They really, really hate that.
I think it's remarkable that a Christian can get so much out of what Smith is saying here. Along with the implications of this from a political angle, I think this gives us something to watch for, not only in other people's political rhetoric, but also our own. Are we acting like the presidency is too sacred a position for Trump to act the way he does? And I hate to break it to you, but Lyndon B. Johnson did things in the White House that would make Trump blush. Okay, a lot of presidents have been as vile and unlikable as Trump, but if it drives us nuts, it's because we hold that position as too sacred and holy. We can't get past the idea that the presidency is really just that. It's an idea. It's a man who got enough votes. Earlier in that episode of Part of the Problem, Smith and his guest on the show, Michael Malice, we're talking about how the presidency is defined by how the president acts. There's nothing outside the presidency defining how he should act. I would say that Trump's behavior may only reveal that the president never was someone to look up to in the first place. Yet we want it to be. We want it to be true. We want the president to be a polite, gentle Presbyterian. We want him to actually care about the poor and care about what's right and to care about us. We are misplacing our desire for the real, true king and ruler and placing it on this man-made position that falls so woefully short of the true form. We already have the true form. Christ is a good and just ruler who actually cares about you. He actually has the capacity to care about you. So turn to him today and stop placing that hope in the state. I hope that wasn't too preachy. That's going to do it for this episode. I hope you guys liked kind of what I did here. I've never done anything like that, like playing clips and responding to them. So if you like that, let me know, and maybe that can be more of a regular thing. But yeah, that's going to do it. The usual things. If you've not signed up for the email list, it's pretty important to do so. There's a lot of stuff going out in the emails and a lot more stuff planned. So go to the homepage, deathofdeath.net, and just sign up for the email. There's no spam. You get maybe two emails a week. And if you listen to the show, they're going to be of interest to you. They're going to be emails that you want to read. So besides that, if you want to support the show for $4 a month and become a member of the elect, you can go to patreon.com/deathofdeath. And for just $4 a month, you can get an exclusive podcast and voting rights on episode concepts and all that stuff. So join the elect for $4 a month. That's going to do it today. I've been your host, Nick, here to tell you that the state is made up. And if you're as committed to proclaiming Christ's victory as I am, I'll be here to do it with you all again next week. All right, goodbye for now.